Galvin, in your quest for 8 in a row, what line will you be playing for?
I will win for the 8th time in a row today for line 5.
Good morning. Who is this?
Josh.
Josh? Galvin is playing for you. Please hold on. Spanish?
Line 3, please.
Good morning. Who is this?
Amy.
Hi, Amy. Spanish is playing for you. Please hold. I will take line 12. Good morning. Who is this?
Oh.
He's like, man, Galvin's going to get 8. Hi, who is this?
Ron.
Hi, Ron. I'm playing for you. Please hold on, sir. Pap, 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 get over there. What's your plan for tonight?
Well, I'm not really sure, but I think I'm going to be coming down there.
Why not? I
had tickets to the Iron Maidens tonight at the State Theater. Do you know?
Yeah, I know there. Yeah.
Okay, I can get that.
And that was with the Glensbockles, of course. But
you ever throw down threesome style with them? Because you do an awful lot with them as a group.
No, but they are fantastic, and you know I'm putting it out there. Sure, if you know.
I don't know Mrs. Glensbockle.
Not so much.
She's
Eric.
A lovely lady.
Not so much, Eric.
Yeah, in order for her to be married to Mr. Glensbockle, I don't know how great of a woman she could be.
Believe me, she is fantastic.
Okay.
He's out of his league on that one.
Yeah.
For sure.
For sure.
Like hot?
Yeah, she's pretty
hot. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead. So what, are you doing that?
The plan was, we usually...
If you want, I'll dress up like a lady and do all my songs tonight.
No. The plan was, we usually rehearse on Friday, like afternoon, and we were going to go afterwards. But I told them that there's a chance I'm not going to be able to go. So they said that, well, we got tickets for you. I said, well, you know, I think I'm going to have to get out of it.
Mm-hmm. So. And how will you get down there?
I don't know. Sykes said that he was interested in going too, so maybe the both of us are come down there. We might get a hotel room. We're not sure.
Sausage party.
Sausage party. Sausage party.
Listen, Joey bringing dudes.
Every time we have a sausage party, Joe gets a chick.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, listen, why bring sand to the beach?
Right. Well, why bring your brother to the beach?
No, I mean, you know.
I don't care. I'm just kidding.
Joe doesn't like sausage. He likes ham.
He likes to pay for stuff. That's why I bring it.
Well, you're both welcome. Hopefully, we'll get to see you tonight.
Okay, good.
Does Psych possess any singing ability?
Oh, no.
So we'll get him to sing, too.
He does possess the getting drunk and swaying ability, though. He does that quite well.
Yeah. Well, man, hopefully...
If you guys get drunk together and sway, it'll be like your slow line. What do they call it?
Dancing.
What do they call it? Dancing.
Line dancing?
No, the old school one. They'll run with your partner round and round.
Do-si-do.
Yeah, but what is that?
Do-si-do.
No, I know, but what is the dancing called? Square dancing.
Square dancing.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. Dancing
partners, swing around.
Long way to go.
Quote my friend Galvin, Ginkgo Biloba. All right, let us play the game. Carmen, what are we playing today?
Today we're going to play, can you identify the mystery or thrillers from its premise?
Movies? Right.
Yes. And then if you can't get it, I do have an actor or actress who starred in the movie.
All right.
Okay?
I'm not going to do good on this.
First one. A retired rock star is murdered during a sexual encounter. Sharon Stone.
Basic Instinct.
Galvin.
It's a hard one.
Private Eye Jake Gitz finds himself
Chinatown.
Yes, Mike. A surveillance expert wonders if a couple he is spying on will be murdered.
Rear Window.
Gene Hackman.
Oh. Enemy of the State.
No, that is The French Connection.
No.
Oh.
The Conversation.
Conversation. Oh. The other one, damn it.
Is the name of the movie. A grieving couple in wintry Venice meet two women who may have psychic powers. Justeel Christie.
That did not help at all.
Don't Look Now. Okay. A widow is flying home after her husband's death. Jodie Foster.
Yeah.
Oh,
Airplane.
Air Cabin.
Flight Plan.
That's the one.
Yes.
Plan.
Dr. Richard Kimball is wrongly...
Fugitive.
Mike. A journalist and hacker investigates the 1966 disappearance of a young girl. Rooney Mara.
The dragon. Girl with the
dragon tattoo.
Girl with the dragon tattoo. Galvin. Nick Dunn comes home to find his wife, Amy, missing.
Oh,
Ben Affleck.
No!
Gone Girl.
Gone Girl.
That's what it is. Gone Girl.
It is. Spanish, we're halfway there.
I am in last with 0. Michael is in second with 2. Galvin is winning again with 3.
Close game. A massacre occurs at the Night Owl Coffee Shop. Kim Basinger.
Catwoman.
Memento.
L.A. Confidential.
That's what I meant. It was the same guy from Memento. It was.
Damn it. Mementos.
John Anderton is predicted to kill Leo Crow in 36
Minority
hours.
Minority Report.
Yes. Spanish. Amnesic Lenny is searching for John G., his wife's killer. Guy Pierce.
Memento.
Memento. Yeah. Spanish. An amnesic car victim finds herself in the care of an L.A. Engine, but all manner of weirdness abounds. Jeez. Naomi Watts.
The others.
Mulholland Drive. A man is killed aboard the train, and virtually everyone is a suspect.
Murder on the Orient Express.
Galvin. A young girl is beaten to death in a Boston park. Sean Penn.
Mystic River.
Galvin, we are on
last
three.
God damn it. Michael and I are the same in last with two. Galvin is winning by three with a total of five.
All right. Roger Thornhill is mistaken for government agent George Kaplan. Cary Grant.
North by Northwest.
Galvin. All right, last two. A man confined to his apartment witnesses
Bruno.
Aftermath. Yes, Mike. And the last one. Two U.S. Marshals are searching for
Fugitive.
A missing mental patient. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Shutter Island.
Galvin.
Damn it. Final score.
Final score. I was in last with two. Michael, you were in second with three. Galvin victorious again.
Woo!
Total of seven.
Catch a Dreamer 2000. Wow. Eight in a row.
Eight in a row.
You almost tied the longest streak in Sporkle history, tying yourself.
Yeah. Might be a new state record.
Oh, no, I don't think
so. If you go for 10.
I'm studying over the weekend.
I quit. All
right.
Monday, I want it to be about Eastern European geography.
Okay, got it.